The Lipton Show, Vox Pop, the show that travels America to bring you the voice of the people, to tell you how America lives and thinks and feels in your town and mine. Vox Pop, sponsored by Lipton Tea and Lipton Soup. Tonight, your two Vox Poppers, Parks Johnson and Warren Hull, are in the heart of the Blue Ridge Mountains at one of the most famous women's colleges in the country, Sweetbriar, in Sweetbriar, Virginia, to bring you some of the colorful opening week activities at this beautiful and picturesque college. Now, let's see what our two visiting freshmen are up to now. Come in, Parks and Warren.
Oh, look up here and see us and wish that you could be us. Sitting on the golden stairs. We have worked for 4 long days till our minds are ready.
This is Fox Johnson, and maybe you heard our famous Fox Pop trio, Warren, Raj, and Buzz, entertaining the girls.
Yeah, this is Warren Hull, and you heard what happened. Sorry, entertainment. We cooked up a parody on their senior song.
Warren, how do you like Sweetbriar after these few days?
Boy, Parks, you know what? I'm ready to enroll right now.
So am I, but seriously, you Sweetbriar folks here and everywhere, we are honored tonight that you let us come back after 5 long years since we were here before. And now we want the rest of you folks to meet and know these Sweetbriar girls. Warren, who's first?
Well, taking first things first, here's a freshman. And a right pretty one, too, from Dade City, Florida, Miss Nell Lee Greening. Step right up here, Nell.
Hi.
You don't look like the picture of a bewildered freshman, are you?
Yes, indeed.
Say,
yes,
did you have any trouble finding Sweetbriar when you arrived in Lynchburg?
Well, we were kind of scared at first, but the sophomores met us at the station.
Sophomores?
And, yes, the committee act. And they took care of us real well. They got our bags and everything.
Oh, that's real nice. You get your trunk?
No, not for a week.
Say, by the way, Nell, have they been hazing you? What's the matter with the hair on your forehead?
Oh, you promised you wouldn't say anything about that.
Well, it got cut off.
They didn't do that,
all
I
right.
did.
You did, all right. You know,
I
the seniors... I threw you a curve there. No. So, you know,
cool.
seniors have... golden steps, what you heard about, you know, to sit on. What, do freshmen have something to sit on?
Oh, yeah.
What?
The fire plug.
Not quite as comfortable, huh?
No, we haven't tried it yet.
Say, after a week here, how do you like it now?
Oh, I love it.
You do?
I think it's wonderful. I really do.
Well, what do you like best?
Oh, everything.
Just everything?
Yeah. Uh-huh. The only trouble is they haven't any time. There's so much work.
There's so much work?
Yes.
Oh, that's too bad. Well, one thing I wanted to ask you, have you decided which men's college you like around here?
Well, I haven't really had a chance to yet.
You haven't?
No.
Well, I'll tell you, we want to help you out, sort of get you acquainted right away quick. Don't want to waste any time at all. So here is a big, handsome cadet from VMI, Cadet H.C. Johnson. Come on here. Wait a minute.
My soul.
Oh, your soul. You wait a minute now. Cadet Johnson is the regimental adjutant. He's the president of the senior class at VMI. He's from Atlanta, Georgia. And, Cadet Johnson, what do you do over there at VMI?
Well, I'm taking pre-medical studies now, sir.
Yes. Look, you look as though you've been playing a little football.
Yes, sir, I have. Last 2 years.
I see. It's done something to your nose. Nell, do you like this type? After all, he's going to be a doctor and he plays football. How is that?
Well, I can't commit myself. Exactly.
Oh,
well,
no.
People are listening. Oh,
no, no. Oh, wait just a minute. Wait just a minute. Here's a man from the University of Virginia, Buck Palmer. Buck, you're a former what in the service?
Oh, I was a sailor on a can.
Yeah, what did you do on it?
I was a... That's a destroyer.
Yeah,
I was assistant to the navigator.
Assistant navigator, huh? And now, what are you?
A law student.
Law student? Well, now, Nell, what more do you want? Here is a navigator. He knows his way around. And as a lawyer and get down to cases, is that all right with you? You like that kind of man?
Well, yes, but Penelope was over.
Well, oh, there are more. That's right. I'll tell you who's here now. Washington and Lee are represented by two young fellows here. One's a Yankee, Jack Bonham of Riverdale, New York. Jack is a former serviceman, and you were with B-29s, weren't you?
Yes, I was.
And I hate to say it, but you, during college vacations, were a Harry Conover model. Now, Nell, what more do you want, huh?
Well, I don't guess I should ask for anything.
Oh, but you haven't seen anything yet. Here is the Southern representative from Washington, Lee. He is none other than Dave Forrester from Jacksonville, Florida. All right. Now, Dave was a night fighter pilot in the Navy. Now, what more do you want? A night fighter pilot on a date. How do you like that, Nell? Huh? Well, all right. She's speechless now.
Absolutely.
I'll say you go on over there and entertain them now. Oh, no, you stay here. Nell, it's time to present you with some things from our Lipton tea bag, besides Lipton tea and Lipton soup. A red Scotch plaid coachman's coat with black velvet collar and Knox hat to match. And a beautiful piece of English luggage, a pigskin weekend bag, and in it is a jewel case containing something that you will love to wear. It's a triple strand of heirloom pearls. Thank you very much. Come again, Nell Lee grinning. Right.
Warren, you really did floor somebody. Now we're going to switch from a freshman to a senior. We want you to meet a young woman with 3 years of sweetbriar training behind her. She's small, dark, and very attractive, and one of the best-loved and most sought-after... You can just shut your eyes now while I'm talking. Most sought-after girls on the campus. Folks, from Jacksonville, Florida, Miss Margaret Munnellan. I know all you girls know her. Margaret, they have been very happy years, I know, at Sweetbriar.
They certainly have.
And busy ones?
And very busy ones.
Uh-huh. To you, why is Sweetbriar tops among all women's colleges in the country?
Well, I think it's a community of girls and faculty who work together and play together in a spirit of cooperation and happiness. It's really great.
All of you have more or less the same ideals, ambitions, and so on, huh?
I think so. I really do.
Isn't your sister here?
Yes, she is. She's a freshman.
Oh, she just got in, huh? Have you seen her much?
No, not very much, because she's been busy and I've been busy.
I'll dare say you have. Now, after 3 years, what would you say that Sweetbriar girls need most on the campus?
A date house.
For the benefit of a few folks who may not know what a date house is, what is it?
A place where dates can go with their dates and have a wonderful time.
Right here on the campus.
Right,
huh?
Here on the campus.
Big
right.
Red leather chairs and all that. Huh?
Oh, that sounds wonderful. With the jukes and bars, the Coca-Cola bar, and everything to go with it.
Oh, boy. Well, I hope a lot of our Sweetbriar folks who've got what it takes to do those things will eventually come through with something for you girls in the way of a date house. Margaret, I know there are no sororities here, but you have a lot of clubs, huh?
Yes, we do. Quite a number.
What clubs are you in?
Well, I'm what they call an FMRL.
What's that?
Can't tell.
Oh. Well, what other activities?
I'm on the Sweetbriar News. I'm on the Personnel Committee, the International Relations Club, and in the YWCA.
What did you do this last summer?
Last summer, I went to school in Columbia, to what they call President's School, which is held at the Union Theological Seminary.
That's right. You are president of the YWCA, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
Tell me, what activities does the Y take on here? A little bit of everything?
A little bit of everything. I think it stimulates our actions and inspires our thoughts. We have religious discussions and we hold chapels. We go to other schools and play with the younger children. And then there's a lighter side of the YWCA. We have parties. And one of the main interests right now is a party we're giving for the freshmen right here in the gym on next Saturday night.
And a dance?
A big dance, yes.
A lot of boys?
Lots of boys. 100 boys from VMI.
That's the kind of YWCA I would sure like. Margaret, I'd like to ask you, you're in international affairs and you're also in YWCA. How do religion and politics mix?
Well, I think religious ideals can best be expressed in politics. To create love and understanding in any world, I think we must have religious ideals. And I think those Christian ideals that we all practice or we think we practice can be expressed in international affairs and in national affairs.
Can you think of some man or men who would typify what you have in mind?
Well, I think we'll all agree that John Foster Dulles is one of the leading international figures and one of the leading religious figures in this world.
And a Christian, isn't he?
And a Christian.
Margaret, gee whiz, there's a freshman backing up that we've got to make way for. So I'm going to have to say we're going to open the Lipton tea bag right now and see what's in there for you. Well, a couple of things I see. First, it's an unusual combination for a well-dressed sweet bar girl. It consists of a soft, white raccoon fur sweater. Wait a minute. A gay kerchief to pep it up, a broad leather belt, and a Phelps shoulder bag, both of saddle leather. Now, wait a minute. And on top of that, we've got an Eastman Cine Kodak 8mm movie camera loaded with 2 rolls of film. Thank you, Margaret Moneyland. And, Margaret, we are all, I know, enjoyed that. Warren, did you eat that Lipton noodle soup that Ms. Linda Brown fixed for everybody in Sweetbriar today?
Boy,
wasn't it good?
Sure, we all loved it.
Yeah. Say, friends, since we're broadcasting from a college auditorium tonight, it's only fitting that we hear from that eminent authority on modern languages, Professor Warren Ho, PDQ, DDT, COD, and BRISK. The professor will now address his students on his favorite subject, the meaning of two words that are dear to his heart.
Stand aside, young man, thank you. Good evening, students. My discourse tonight concerns those two delightful words, Lipton tea. The word Lipton is invariably pronounced delicious. It is frequently associated with such enthusiastic colloquialisms as swell, super, and gimme more. More from the French word l'amour, meaning I love it. And it was originally called...
Excuse me, Professor, but aren't you making this a little bit difficult?
Making it difficult? Why, there's nothing difficult about making Lipton tea, my boy. You make it just like any other tea. The big difference comes when you taste it. Ah, but let me quote from my latest book. The ambrosial fragrance and nectarious gusto of Lipton tea are cause for the most utopian exaltation.
Which I'm sure means Lipton tea is brisk, always rich and full-bodied, with a lively, spirited flavor that spells real enjoyment. Yes,
indubitably. Professor? And now, students, a final thought. Having once partaken of Lipton tea, your initial utterance will positively be, this beverage is the fruition of all my desires. In the vernacular, young man, once you tried it, you will say, Lipton tea, that for me.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much, Professor Hall. Class is dismissed.
And now here's another freshman. You'd see her walking across the campus, and you never know she's a new president, Miss Martha B. Lucas. But when you meet her, you know she should be president of something. Such a combination of beauty, brains, and ability we've never seen. Am I right, girls? Huh? Am I right? Miss Lucas, should I call you Dr. Lucas?
Why, Dr. Hall?
Well,
there's rather an unkind crack about college professors and their doctor's degrees. They say we're the kind of doctors that don't do anybody any good.
Well, I'm sure that
I think I'll take the myth.
All right, but whatever it is, you're doing a lot of people a lot of good. You don't mind being likened to Ingrid Bergman, do you?
I think that's rather unkind for our Bergman.
Oh, no, she would love it. Say, when you were a young girl, did you ever think that you'd grow up to be a president of a college?
Oh, horrors.
No? Well, what did you expect you'd be?
Well, sort of wanted to have a great horse farm.
Horse farm?
Horse farm in Kentucky. You see, I grew up there.
Mm-hmm. You've got a lot of nice fillies here. after that, what did you expect to be?
Then I wanted to be a philosopher.
Mm-hmm. You still are, huh?
Well, I'm trying, technically.
You have to be in a job like this. When you walk out in front of these 450 girls, does it sort of fill you with dismay at all?
I remember only too well.
Yeah.
See, it hasn't been very long, and I remember when I was in the audience as a student, I always had a letter to read, a terribly exciting one, usually from Princeton at that time.
Yeah.
Or there was a French lesson to prepare for the next hour, and the trick was pretending that you were looking up at the speaker the while you got that letter read, you see, and answered, or did the French lesson.
I see you understand these young ladies. Between here and Washington, you're sort of busy, aren't you? But you do have some recreation.
Like riding,
yes.
Like tennis,
mm-hmm.
And a cook, too.
You cook?
Yeah.
Oh, that's superb. You have anything else that you...
sailing, but can't do much of it right around here.
Yes, yes. Now, little bird told me there's one other thing.
What would it be, Miss Tom? You the little bird?
Well, anyway, there'll be a book of poems of yours out one of these days.
That's my guilty secret.
Yes,
sir.
I see. Well, thank you, Miss Lucas. We know the Sweetbriar alumni all over the country are glad to meet you this way, and we think that they're fortunate to have you for president. And now, knowing that you collect old glass, we hope you'll like this fine old covered sweetmeat dish. And something quite rare, it's a large Lutz compote. And we want to thank you, Miss Lucas, for the opportunity to know you.
How magnificent. Thank you.
Thank you.
She's just as wonderful as she sounds, too, folks. Sweetbriar girls come from every state in the Union and some foreign countries, too. We talked to some Cuban girls, some girls from the Argentine. But here's a fresh one, another one, and she's fresh from Montclair, New Jersey, starting her second week in college. Folks, blonde, vivacious, but still a little bit confused, Sally Ann Bianchi. Hi, Sally.
Hello.
Didn't you like that blonde, didn't you?
Yes.
Sally Ann, tell me, why did you select Sweetbriar and stay right in front of this so they can hear you in Montclair?
Well, my family, my father, thinks I should have grace and charm.
Oh, and so he sent you naturally to Sweetbriar.
That's right.
Uh-huh. What are your impressions now after a week?
Oh, I just love it.
What do you love about it?
Oh, well, the girls are all so friendly, and it's so pretty, and it's like a camp, you know.
Yeah.
And I love our fire plug.
You wait till you get into these classes, young lady. Tell me, where's your roommate from?
Oh, she's from LaGrange, Tennessee. Her name
Tennessee.
Is Nancy.
Nancy. Nancy what?
Nancy Franklin.
Uh-huh. Now, which one of you girls is going to change accents?
Oh, I hope I don't.
Why?
Oh, my father'd kill me. I know he would.
His Yankee daughter coming home with a southern accent
That's
would be
right.
there. Yeah. Say, I hear you had an exciting trip this summer.
Oh, I certainly did.
Who'd you see out there in Hollywood? That's where you went, wasn't it?
Yes, that's right.
Who'd you see?
Well, of course, I saw my aunt and uncle.
Uh-huh.
And then I saw Frank Sinatra.
Yeah, Frankie?
Yeah.
Did you get to talk to him?
I said hello.
You did?
Yes.
Tell me a little bit more about Frankie when you met him.
Well, I was sitting in the chairs in the MGM studio, and I sat right in his chair, and it says Frankie in big white letters all over the place.
Wasn't that thrilling?
Oh, wonderful.
You didn't ask him for his autograph?
I didn't dare, but I shook hands with him.
Good.
Yeah.
Who else did you see?
I saw Jimmy Durante.
Jimmy? You like Jimmy?
I adore Jimmy Durante.
Really?
Yes, he's my favorite.
He's your favorite?
Definitely.
Well, what do you like about Jimmy?
Well, of course, I think he's handsome.
Uh-huh. Well, now, I tell you, I'm not kidding about this. We ourselves know Jimmy. Jimmy was on Vox Pop, and I'm the guy that measured his nose, and I can tell you exactly how long it is. But was, at that time, what was he making? What picture was it?
He was in Happened in Brooklyn.
Oh,
and
that's MGM's It Happened in Brooklyn.
That's
he working on that other picture this time for keeps?
No, he wasn't. That was over on another stage, and he wasn't doing that day.
Well, he's working that, or Eva has just finished it, I think, with Esther Williams. Did you listen to Jimmy Durante and Gary Moore on Rexall's show every Friday night?
No, I heard them once before I left.
Well, lady, you better tune in, because there's your Jimmy at his best. Well, Sally Ann, Jimmy Durante is a good friend of ours, and let me ask you something. Do you think you'd ever get another chance to meet him?
Oh, I hope so.
You hope so?
I certainly do.
Well, you're going to meet him quicker than you think, because on the other end of this long-distance phone...
Oh,
in Hollywood.
No.
Yes. Right now. Yeah, yeah. Grab the phone. There is Jimmy Durante waiting to talk to you. Say hello, Jimmy.
Hello, Jimmy. Oh, it is him.
Sure it is. What do you say? What do you say?
Hello? This is Sally Bianchi. Sally Bianchi. That's right. I know it.
Sally, you take this phone over to one side and talk to Jimmy just as long as you like, but meanwhile... Meanwhile, Sally, cut an eye over this way while the Lipton teabag unloads something for you. First of all, we've got a table model radio. We know you need it as a freshman. Then we've got a golf bag filled with match set of Patty Bug irons and wood. Lots of fun and lots of luck, Patty. Okay, Warren. Oh.
No, yes. Parks, just a minute. Parks, didn't you forget to give Sally Ann a package of Lipton tea?
Oh, no, Warren, not on your life. Just saving a good thing for the last, that's all. And I do mean a good thing. Sally Ann knows that Lipton tea rates mighty high with young folks her age.
And no wonder. Young folks like things to be lively and spirited. And that's Lipton tea.
It's always full of hearty flavor, brisk flavor, because it's blended for briskness.
That's right. Lipton's is a special blend of many different and carefully selected teas, a distinctive blend with a flavor that's always brisk, always satisfying. Take this package of Lipton tea and try it, Sally. You'll find this grand for relaxation after study hours, and once you taste it, I'm sure you'll say, Lipton tea, that's for me. Okay, Warren, you're next.
All right. Well, when you get to talking with this senior, you understand why she's called Ginger. From Rome, Georgia, Miss Virginia Barron. All right, Ginger? Ginger, do you like being a senior sitting on those golden stairs?
I sure do.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Well, it looks like a breeze for you this year.
Well, except for French.
Except for French? Trouble?
Just a little bit.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Well, what have been your main interests so far in college?
Oh, mathematics and music and men.
In that order?
Men first.
Oh, I see. Have you ever been campus? No, of course not.
Uh-huh.
What did you do this summer?
Hello.
Yes.
Studied French.
And studied? There's that French cropping up again. You seem to be having trouble with French.
I am.
Say, how does that song go? We heard a song around here about French, a little song. How does it go?
You mean, it's a funny thing about this college. They got what they call reading knowledge. Funny thing about me, too. I just can't seem to parlez-vous.
Oh, that's a cute one.
Oh, my hand. I'm scared.
Hold your hand? You're scared? Well, that's all right. I'll be glad to. Would you, Ginger, would you like some expert help in French, the best French teacher in the business?
I sure would.
You would?
Oh.
Well, now, here, you take this phone right here. Go on. Take that phone. Come right over here. You know who's on the end of that phone?
Hello? No.
Well?
Hey, talk.
You know who's on the other end of that wire? It's Jean Sablon, the famous French... He's the newest heartthrob, and honestly, he's in the Copley Plaza Hotel up in Boston, and he's just finished singing at his floor show up there. Don't you believe that he's talking to Ginger? Huh? You don't?
Hello? He won't come on.
Oh, he's up there. Vox Pop wouldn't fool you. Jean?
Yes?
What did you say to Ginger?
Hello? I tell her that she's singing charmingly. And I tell her, is it not so very difficult to learn French? Why? In France, even 3-year-old children, they can speak it. And sing it too, like this. Frère Jacques, Frère Jacques, dormez-vous, dormez-vous, sonnez les matines. Sonnez le matin, ding, ding, dong. You know, I was just humming in French. Now I hum in English, Ginger. When Ginger gets to France someday, she will meet many men who will ask her for important information. They will use this expression. Qu'est-ce que vous faites ce soir? It means, what are you doing tonight? And if you want to learn more French expression, Ginger, listen to my program Sunday afternoon over CBS.
Thank you, Jean. Thank you. Ginger? Ginger, well, huh? What do you think about Jean singing that song just to you?
I think he's out of this world.
Well, you know what? Ginger, we have for you, for Boo, from Lipton's Tea, an album of Sablon Records, his newest album of French songs. That'll help you with your French, won't
it? It sure will.
He's gonna autograph that for you. And for variety, here are some more albums of symphonies. One of Beethoven, one of Schubert, and one of Shostakovich. And, wait a minute, so that you can enjoy them, here's an electromatic combination radio phonograph.
wish we had television for two or three reasons. I'd like you to see Ginger, and she almost fainted up here. But especially, I'd like you to see this tall, dark-eyed, dark-haired beauty from Montgomery, Alabama, who's standing beside me now. You can listen, but don't say anything yet. She's one of the best-known and best-liked seniors at Sweetbriar because she's just a typical Sweetbriar senior. Folks, Miss Shirley Gunter of Montgomery, Alabama. Shirley, you stay right in front of us, and I'll talk to one side of the seat like that.
Now, hold on.
You can hold on if you want to. Does that sound like an Alabama introduction, Shirley?
What
I just said about you.
Yes.
It does?
Yes.
The reason is I was born there.
Oh.
Yeah. So where are your roommates from?
One of them's from Columbus, Georgia. Barbara Gones from Columbus, Georgia. Judy Burnett from Richmond. And Timmy Kaiser from Memphis, Tennessee.
All Southern girls, huh?
Yes.
You don't have any trouble with your accent at all, then?
Not much.
You can understand all of them, and they can understand all of you. Say, what have you enjoyed most here during the 3 years you've been at Sweetbriar?
Well, I love to go down to the lake and to the cabin, and I've enjoyed knowing the girls. I think the girls here are just about the best thing. And the faculty.
Ah! That was a very quick recovery. Very quick. But we've met the faculty, and we know that you're right about that. You said the boathouse in the lake. What do you do down on the lake? Just swim?
Oh, you row around and row.
With the other girls?
Sometimes.
Yeah?
Oh.
How about these boys from the colleges? Has it, in your 3 years here, have there been many of them around, or were they all away at war?
Sort of a man town, Charlie.
They were?
You've
had a hard time, haven't you?
Yes.
Well, now, how about your senior year here? You got a little time to make up, haven't you?
I sure have.
Well, you know some pretty good fellas over at both places?
I don't know.
Well, she's a smart Alabama gal. Say, tell me, you take trips occasionally, I know, don't you?
Yeah.
Where have you been around here?
Been to Washington and New York.
What you like better?
Washington.
Why?
I just do, because I like New York all right, but I wouldn't like to stay there long.
No?
No, I wouldn't. It's in too much of a hurry all the time.
Shirley, that's what I'm always telling them. The faster you go, the more chance you got to miss something that's worthwhile. Isn't that right?
That's the truth, yes, sir.
What club do you belong to here?
Ain't smashing. And the Spanish club.
Well, let's get this aints and asses business. What kind of an outfit is that?
Oh, it's a wonderful organization.
What does it do?
It gives, it tries to amuse. It does amuse people.
It amuses you, too, doesn't it?
Oh, yes, it amuses me.
Oh, my goodness, Rod, you got that watch in front of me. No, you're not ruined. You just had a lot of fun. What, you talking about inks and answers?
Yes.
Well, they're not going to do anything. They're not going to do anything to you. Well, wait a minute now. Before we get any farther, I want something to give you something from our Lipton tea bag. Take a look over to the left, and you'll see a model coming out with a Sally Victor original. It's an off-the-face picture hat with sequin and soutache border. They call it a Brazilian sailor. And then another hat, Buzz. No, that's not a hat. It's a hat box. No. Open it up there, Buzz. No, it's not even a hat box. It's a Lewitt hat box electric record player. Full door and with a wonderful sweet coat.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Thank you a lot, Shirley Gunner, senior from Montgomery, Alabama. Good talking to old home folks. Okay. You like that? Good. Thank you.
All right. Well, it's time to go now, but we don't want to. I tell you that. We love you, your Sweetbriar hospitality, and we hope that you'll let us come back again sometime.
Next week, it's going to be Vox Pop in St. Louis, and who knows? If the Cards win, it'll be a Cardinal Jubilee. If the Cards lose, we're going to bring you the St. Louis Blues.
Yo! Well, you know, they sure take their baseball hard out there, but you can't lose if you'll remember to ask your grocer for Lipton tea. Once you try it, we're sure you'll say, Lipton tea, that's for me.
And you can't lose if you remember to donate to the USO. Those men need it. Good night, folks.
So long, everybody. Good night, kids.
Lipton, Lipton's, well, I guess. L-I-P-T-O-N-S. Lipton's noodle soup. Rock, rock, rock.
Here's a swell tip for you college football fans. After the game, warm up with a steaming plate of delicious noodle soup made the quick, easy way with Lipton Noodle Soup Mix. Say, there's nothing more hearty and appetizing. It's chock full of real chickeny flavor and tender golden noodles, yet it cooks in a jiffy. Only 7 minutes from kettle to soup plate. You get 4 to 6 servings in every package, too. Try Lipton Noodle Soup Mix tomorrow. And don't forget, daylight saving ends this Sunday. So if your city is on standard time now, be sure to tune in Vox Pop 1 hour later next week.
This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.
Hollywood Players follows immediately. And don't forget, there will be a complete roundup of happenings in and around New York at 11:10 tonight and every night when George Bryan brings you news from here and near.